Grace and peace. My name is Kyle J. Howard, and I would like to welcome you to my new podcast, Soul Care. This podcast has been a long time in the making. Join me today in my introductory episode as I talk about how this podcast came to be. I look forward to talking with you. Grace and peace. I was 12 years old when I had my first bout with depression. Not the typical kind of depression that a 12-year-old would have, or even a teenager, but serious depression. The kind of depression that leaves you curled up on the floor, longing for death type depression. For the next several years, I would struggle with various bouts with that kind of depression. And I remember it even to this day. When the first time it came, it wasn't like something super bad happened or anything like that. I was actually having a great day. I was very happy. I was just doing my thing. And then all of a sudden, this wave or this cloud of depression just hit me like a thunderstorm. And the next thing I knew, I was just on the floor. Well, that depression over the next several years led to all kinds of things. There were longing for death, a few suicide attempts, and it cultivated in me a hatred for God as well. I was an atheist who believed in God enough to hate him. And I remember cursing God, raising my fist, cursing God's name. I just hated him because of what I was going through and the kind of depression that I was experiencing. I didn't think that there was any way that a good God, a loving God, could allow for me to endure that kind of depression and at the same time have any kind of capacity for love. And so for years, I hated God. I despised God because of my suffering, because of my issues. And after about 6 years, when I was 18, freshman in college, I was radically converted. Around that same time, a few months earlier, I was diagnosed with bipolar, and that gave me some degree of understanding as it related to what my sufferings were over the past several years. But when it came to what I could do about it, what I was ultimately told was that for the rest of my life, I would have to take medication. And that was it. I tried pills for a little while. They made me feel terrible. There was a lot of side effects, and so eventually I just ended up stopped taking them. And it's been about 10 years now since I've been on any kind of medication or anything like that. But as I reflect back and go back to when I was 12 years old, I'm 33 now, so we're talking about a lot of years, about 20 years. As I reflect back on that time, there's a couple things that come to mind. One is that there were some physiological issues related to my depression, which ultimately led to a various issues, other issues. But there was also something even deeper than that, more deeper than the physiological issues, the circumstantial issues. There was an issue within my soul. There was a spiritual sickness that was present and that in many ways was intensified because of my depression, because of the physiological issues that I was experiencing during those years as well. And that kind of lays down kind of a foundation of even this podcast. When you talk about soul care, like what does that mean? When you think about counseling, when you think about therapy, when you think about psychology or psychiatry for that matter, one of the things that typically does not come up is the idea of soul care, caring for a person's soul. We think about mental illness or mental health. We think about helping someone cope with various circumstances, struggles, or troubles that they may be experiencing. We think about how to help someone physiologically, so whether that be through medication or various other kinds of medical practices or ideas. It's okay that this is a mental problem or there's a mental illness present, and so we need to medicate that mental illness. Without getting into a debate about the value of those things, one of the things that I want to just address right now is within most circles, you don't hear much about soul care. You hear about mental health care. You can hear about, again, physiological care. You can hear about all kinds of things. But when it comes to the issues of the soul, That's not a field of expertise that medical practitioners are trained in. And more or less, they ignore that aspect and in many cases, maybe even deny the reality of a soul. And for me and my situation and for many other people, I would say for everyone, there is not just a need to care for someone's mental health. There's not simply a need to care for one's physical health. Those things are very important. But to care for those things and neglect caring for their actual soul leads to someone having a healthy body and a healthy mind, but ultimately a Christless eternity. And so I believe that as holistic beings, which is what humans are, that there is a need to care for both the physical and the spiritual aspects of a person. And when I think about counseling, I make a distinction between something such as counseling and therapy. Therapy can be extremely beneficial. It can be extremely helpful. It can you engaging with somebody, you're helping them to cope with the troubles of this world, helping them cope with the various issues and challenges that they face, and helping them to reconcile certain aspects of reality and care for them and aid them in mental health. I think that's very important. However, at the same time, I believe that counseling is a ministry of the church. That counseling, coming alongside someone and helping them to abound in what the Bible says is the most essential for them to abound in, which is sanctification, Christ-likeness. You know, I believe that that is a different ministry or a different thing than what secular psychology has and what therapy does. Now, again, that's not a knock on those things. I believe that those things are helpful and in many ways can even be needed. But they're distinct and they're different from caring for an individual soul, caring for them spiritually. You see, the ambition of the therapist is going to be mental health. The ambition of the biblical counselor is going to be sanctification, Christ-likeness. And so there are two different ambitions that are at play here with two different kinds of people within two different kinds of fields. As a biblical counselor, I fully recognize my limitations. I am not in the field of psychology. I'm not in the field of where I prioritize, in a sense, mental health. That's something that there are professionals who operate in those fields. There are medical professionals who operate in those fields. And I'm content with allowing them to flourish and to abound and to engage in the field in which they're trained in. Where I would give pushback is if people who are trained in the field of mental health seek to put their feet or step over into the area of spiritual health when they are not spiritual doctors, when they are not people who are trained within spirituality or operating out of a biblical framework or a biblical worldview. And so when I talk about soul care, what I'm talking about is ministry. It's ministering the word. It's building people up in the gospel, building people up within a Christian framework so that they may abound in the various ways in which God calls them to abound according to his word. My ultimate goal is sanctification. Again, it's helping someone to glorify God in the midst of their troubles or challenges and I am happy to be content with, I'm happy and content within that role and allowing people who are operating in another sphere of influence, whether again it would be secular psychology, whether it be therapy, to operate within their field. And I believe that different fields need each other in order to help someone to develop a holistic, be holistically healthy, if you would. Now, I do believe that soul care does actually overflow in other capacities. So I believe that when someone's soul is cared for in a healthy and effective way, that affects their mental state. I think when someone's spiritual condition is flourishing, I think that helps their physical state, that affects their physiology. And so I do believe that soul care has the capacity to overflow into other spheres of life and holistically help someone. But I do believe that caring for people's souls is the ministry of the church and the duty of the church. And so when I'm talking about soul care, I have that specific ambition and desire in mind. Biblical counselors are in many ways soul care physicians. And when you think about people who operate as therapists, and they're in many ways, they are physicians that deal with, again, the mind and helping people with their mental health. And I think that that's a healthy distinction to have. And I think that each one should be content within their own lane. So when you think about, take that into account, and you look at the artwork that I have on my podcast, what you will see is a white background with a light, and it's a little light bulb that looks like it's turned on and it's shining on the woods, soul care. All of that was intentional. You see, when I think when I think about biblical counseling and when I think about soul care, there's a couple ideas that come to my mind. First off, when you think about an idea, the symbol for someone having an idea is a light bulb. And in the Bible, we are also told that Jesus is the light of the world. And so when I put that light bulb there and I have it shine on, what I'm seeking to communicate in that artwork is, one, that biblical counseling is helping people renew the mind. It's renewing the mind, which is what the Bible calls us to do. And as someone's mind is being renewed, they develop new ideas in regards to the various things that they can be doing and should be doing in order to glorify God more effectively in their lives. But not only are they simply coming up with new ideas, but they're coming up with new ideas about Christ. They're coming up with new ideas about the gospel. They're, not only is a light bulb going off in their head, so to speak, but the light bulb that is going off in their head is one that is helping them to see the great light, who is Jesus, more clearly. And so biblical counseling done well is like shining a light, and as well as shining Christ upon a person's soul. You know, as their mind is renewed, their soul is healed. As they behold the beauty and the glories of Christ, their soul is healed. As the word of God is ministered to them, and as it's applied to their lives, people are transformed and people are healed, and their minds are renewed, and their spirits are lifted up and built up. And that's the purpose and that's the goal of biblical counseling. And so for this podcast, what I'm going to seek to do is present various episodes that are dealing with biblical counseling and specifically with soul care. I plan on discussing everything from race-based trauma to depression, suicide, cutting, marriage counseling, single counseling, helping youth develop healthy ethnic identities to a host of other things as well. But I want to be clear in regards to what it is that I'm providing on this podcast. I am not claiming to be a physician. I'm not a medical physician. I'm not claiming to be a therapist. What I am is a biblical counselor. I received my degree in biblical counseling from the undergrad program at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And for the past several years, I've been serving as a trauma counselor within a local church, crisis and trauma counseling. And my counseling ministry has been comprehensive for the past several years, within the recent past 2 years, I've begun focusing a little bit more on racial trauma counseling and seeking to develop and cultivate a new field of biblical counseling being, again, racial trauma. Along with that, one of the things that I've begun doing is seeking to emphasize the transcultural elements of my counseling ministry as well. As a racial trauma counselor, one of the things that have become clear to me over the past few years is that there have been many ethnic minority Christians who have dwelt within majority white church spaces who have in many ways been traumatized or deeply hurt by the kind of counseling that has taken place within those spaces. Often, saints within those spaces are sought to be assimilated within a specific cultural paradigm of godliness and faithfulness and those kinds of things. And so within the counseling room, there's been a lot of hurt and a lot of pain due to kind of a monocultural form of counseling. again, as I mentioned before, in my degree program in biblical counseling, there was no classes or no content related to cultural or ethnic sensitivity within counseling. The constructs that were provided were deeply biblically centered, but also they were operating out of a majority cultural structures and constructs. And so in this podcast, one of the things that I do seek to do and be intentional about is seeking to present counseling content that is emphasizing the transcultural element or dynamic within the counseling, and specifically within biblical counseling. And so I would like for this podcast to be a place where anyone can come, be edified, be encouraged, where other counselors can come and be equipped in cultural and ethnic sensitivity and awareness within their own counseling ministries. I want this to be a place where that can take place, where people from various backgrounds. But I also make no apologies that in this podcast, there is going to be somewhat of an emphasis on the transcultural dynamics of biblical counseling. The various case studies and examples that I'm going to give are going to, in many ways, presuppose that I'm speaking to a person of color who belongs to a non-majority cultural culture. And so I want to be clear about that on the outset, but I hope that anyone who listens to this can be helped and be edified by it. I'm looking forward to this podcast. I'm looking forward to engaging with you all through this podcast. I hope that it's a blessing to you all. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to subscribe to this podcast. If you want more information about me, you can visit my website at kylejhoward.com. You can visit me on Twitter at Kyle James Howard. And I just want to, again, thank you so much for listening, and I look forward for the days and episodes to come. Grace and peace.